of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord says today in his Gospel, it is expedient that I shall go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. In these words, our Lord gave the chief reason for his departure and his return to the Father, in order that the Holy Ghost will commence the work and mission in the church and in the souls of the just, his mission and office of intercessor, consoler, and teacher, the work which Christ himself had begun in his mortal life. Regarding the work of the Holy Ghost, St. Augustine, Father of the Church, says, what the soul is in the body, that is the Holy Ghost in Christ's body, the Church. How did our Lord send the Holy Ghost? By the words that we have just read. Our blessed Savior points out to the nature of the Holy Spirit. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and he is equally sent. In the person of Christ, the Holy Spirit is foreshadowed in the twofold mission, his outward and visible mission in the church, and his secret indwelling in the souls of the just. The church then is a divine institution, because this day of Pentecost inaugurates the work and the birth of the Holy Church. The gifts and graces of the Holy Ghost were bestowed upon the apostles, as we read today in the books of the Acts of the Apostles. Bestowed upon each one of them, the 12 apostles on Pentecost, for the Paraclete, the Advocate, sat upon the apostles, as though new spiritual crowns were placed upon their heads in tongues of fire. On the day of Pentecost, the promise of Christ was finally fulfilled. A diversity of charisms in different languages and cultures, all of these regions are mentioned, but a unity in the mission of the church to sanctify and to save. By the Holy Ghost, the bishops are constituted and their ministers to rule and feed the church with the sacraments, by the action and the sanctifying office of the Holy Ghost. Regarding the manner and action of the Holy Ghost on individual souls, we see the outpouring of the Spirit. He dwells in the souls of the just at the time of holy baptism. And we see that exemplified in the time of the baptism of the Lord, the baptism of our Lord in the River Jordan. The action of the third person of the Holy Spirit is shown because those who are baptized receive the Holy Ghost with the gifts. The gifts which were prefigured and explained by Prophet Isaiah in chapter 11. When he prophesies that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel, fortitude. The Spirit of knowledge and godliness. And he shall be filled with the spirit of fear of the Lord. Those seven gifts the Messiah received at the time in the River Jordan in a visible manner. And that is explaining that we also participate in that holy baptism of the Lord. The Lord received those gifts and we received those at the time of our baptism because of what our Lord had. And his share, we share, we participate in his graces. Pope Leo XIII wrote a wonderful encyclical on the person of the Holy Ghost, promoting especially devotion to the Holy Spirit, especially to pray for unity, unity in the church. And he points out regarding the seven gifts, but by means of them, the soul is furnished and strengthened so as to be able to obey more easily and promptly his voice and impulse. Those who gathered together in the cenacle represented the whole church. All of the apostles were together with the Blessed Virgin Mary in vigils and fasting, waiting for the coming of the Spirit. In other words, they were getting ready to receive an increase of grace with the gift of the Holy Ghost and to proclaim the news of salvation, the Holy Gospel, to all of the world. Those who gathered then together at that time represented all of us, represented the whole church. The Holy Ghost comes to abide in the church and also in our souls. Pentecost is always for each one of us because we receive an increase of grace every time that we receive a sacrament, every time that we pray, every time that before we commence to work, we ask for the Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the heart of thy faithful people and enkindle in them the fire of thy divine love. We pray for an increase of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. If we say seven Hail Marys and seven Our Fathers to increase those seven gifts of the Spirit, we need to prepare the soul so the gifts will move our souls such as a wind blowing the sails of a ship. Therefore, dear brethren, dear faithful, we need to live a life of prayer in order not to quench the Spirit. Do not resist His inspiration. Do not resist and do not quench the Spirit, says St. Paul, by living a life of prayer with fidelity to the teaching of Christ and the magisterium of the Church, which was established today at the time of Pentecost. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, in her advocation of Our Lady of the Cenacle, bless all of us always to be faithful to the Church's teaching since the time of Pentecost. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.